This is your no bullshit guide to a happier life. Quick, but not necessarily easy tips to help you to squeeze every last drop of enjoyment out of your business and your life. My name is Helen Calvert. I'm a coach, a business owner, and a parent, and I'm so happy to be here with you. I do swear occasionally, as the title suggests, so pop in your headphones if I'm not safe for little ears. Ready to go? Let's do this. This episode is sponsored by Lisa Clennell of Your Happy Customer. Are you an established service business who cares about their customers having an amazing experience and want them to tell everyone about it? Lisa's step-by-step simple approach will be unique to your business and result in a roadmap of relationship marketing techniques to create excellent client relationships, advocacy, and loyalty. Lisa will take you through all you need to effectively listen to your customers, build on your identified business values, and ensure your customers will love you and share their excellent experience of working with you, so you build your client base. Loyalty is a premium you get from customers feeling valued and understood. Happy customers will talk to others positively about your business, promoting trust, generating referrals, and building your reputation. If you'd like to discover how a customer-led marketing strategy can support your business growth and reduce your costs of sale, head to yourhappycustomer.com or find Lisa's links in the show notes for this episode. Hello and welcome to this episode where we're going to be talking about how to plan your week. So we need space every week to get some stuff done, okay? So if you remember from last episode, I talked about how appointments, they provide the structure to our day or our week, but they rarely actually get tasks done. You know, you might have a co-working appointment in the diary where you are intending to get a lot of tasks done with somebody else. So that's like the exception. But generally speaking, appointments create tasks or meet needs or whatever, but they don't actually provide an opportunity to get tasks done. So you want a structure to your week that leaves space to get stuff done as well as having appointments. Okay. Now, ideally, you're going to be blocking out time to get stuff done to ensure that you don't book appointments all the time. So a lot of people like to have blocks of time in their calendar that say admin time or rest time or getting shit done time or whatever it might be. You don't have to do that. If you have the discipline to just leave space in your diary, then that's fine. But a lot of us, we get that temptation to just, oh, I could just squeeze that appointment in. Somebody wants to see me. Yeah, I can do Friday afternoon. Before you know it, there's no space for getting shit done. So it is a good idea to put blocks into the diary. And if your week is filling up with appointments, you might want to start filling in the gaps with getting shit done time to make sure you understand that you probably don't have space for any more meetings. Now, life and work should both go on the calendar. So little Timmy's school play and your meeting with the graphic designer, all of those appointments need to be taken into account. They're all part of the structure of your week, and they all help you to understand how much space you have outside of those things. So everything goes in: work, life, friends, social obligations, family shit, whatever it is, it all goes in. And then you can clearly see how much space you have left to actually get some stuff done. So what do we need space for every week? Okay. Why are we leaving this space? What are the things that most weeks we need to get done? So the most important thing, if we are business owners, and absolutely top of our list, should be getting paid. Because if we're not getting paid, what is the frigging point? We're not running a charity. Even if we were running a charity, we would be wanting to get paid. You know, we're here to get money into the household. Okay. That is the whole thing that we're doing. You might be doing that by helping people in the most wonderful and fulfilling and beautiful way, but you're still doing it to bring money into the household. So we need to leave space to get paid, to create our invoices, to chase our invoices, to make sure that those have been paid, to reconcile our bookkeeping system, to log our hours, to figure out how much someone owes us, whatever it might be. We need to leave space to get paid. Most important thing, top of the list. The next thing down is we need to leave space to actually do the work. Now, if you're like me, if you are a coach or a therapist, then actually doing the work looks like appointments. You know, when I'm actually doing my job, I am providing coaching sessions. But I still need to leave some space to do the work. For instance, the follow-up emails I send after my sessions, perhaps booking in new sessions, checking in with my clients, all that kind of stuff. We need to leave space to actually do the work. Sounds obvious, but if we don't, then we're going to struggle. And then after that, I think the next thing we need to leave space for is to meet our needs. If you've listened to the last few episodes, you will know that that is so important for making sure that we have the ability to stay productive. So meeting our needs is something we need to leave space for. If you get to the end of the week and you haven't had time to meet any of your needs, the next week's going to be a shit show. Your productivity will go down and down, and your motivation will go down and down until nothing's getting done and you feel burnt out and you're coming to me in crisis. So get paid, do the work, meet your needs. And then after that, we want to be staying on top of our admin, because if we can stay on top of it, we feel less overwhelmed. So we need a bit of time each week to do whatever the little bits are that you need to do. You know what they are. You know, the little bitty email stuff and the bitty bits of this and the filing of that and the blah, blah, blah. Great if you can outsource a load of that stuff to a VA. But, you know, we all have bits of admin we need to get done. We need to leave some space for those. And then the last thing is that we have some time to tell people about what we do. Yes, that is called marketing, but I'm not calling it marketing because that can feel overwhelming. If you go right back to the start of season one of this podcast, you will find a marketing episode about how marketing doesn't have to feel huge. But we need to tell people what we do so that they can choose to give us money. Let's keep it that simple, shall we? Now, that might not be a weekly thing. That could be a monthly thing. You might be someone who plans out all your social content and your emails and however you market yourself. You might plan that out once a month. You might plan it out once a quarter. Oh my God, imagine that. So it doesn't necessarily have to be a weekly thing, but we do need some space in the diary to be able to do that. So those are the things that we need space for. So our mindset block alert for this episode is, you will have noticed in that list of things we're leaving space for, I said meet your needs. So the mindset block is, I can't time block for yoga or napping or painting or baking or whatever the heck it is. Yeah, yes you can. You are a business owner. That does not mean that your entire week has to be doing work. That actually is not the way to meet your goals. If your goal is more money, if your goal is more clients, if your goal is more people helped, if your goal is more impact, that none of those goals are going to be reached by just packing every last second with work stuff and not meeting any of your needs. The only goal you will meet that way is if your goal is to burn out and feel shit. If that is your goal, we may need to have a little chat. So yes, you can time block to meet your needs. I would suggest that is so important. You have a little block of time, I'm going to do my invoicing. You have a little block of time, I'm going to, you know, go through my inbox and clear out the crap. You have a little block of time, I'm going to do some colouring and sit in front of some trash TV, because that is a need of mine that makes my whole day and week feel better. You can. In fact, you can't afford not to time block for your needs, okay? Because if you don't meet your needs, you're going to lose motivation, get nothing done, feel like crap. It's not what we're aiming for, is it? At all. So how many appointments can you fit into your week? We're all cramming our weeks, aren't we, with meetings and calls and the next session and blah, blah, blah. And we're filling them up. And yeah, I've got space here. Do you have space? How many appointments can you fit into your week? Only as many as leave you enough space for getting paid, doing the work, meeting your needs, keeping on top of your admin, and regularly telling people what it is that you do. Okay. So the next question is, when do we do those things in the week? All of those things, the appointments and the stuff we want to get done, the things I've just listed out that we're leaving space for. When? Well, when would feel good? Again, it's not about punishing ourselves or pushing through a really hard life because work has to be hard. When would those things feel good? What's your best day of the week? Not all of us, this won't resonate for everyone, but for some of us, it's like, do you know what? I always get loads done on a Thursday. Right. Well, that's your day to put the hardest things in then. Time block for like, I'm going to do some hard shit that day because that is my day. Monday feels like absolute crap. Make that your day for meeting your needs. Make that an easy day, filling your cup day. There will be other factors to take into account. You might want to think about, well, you will want to think about what's coming up in any given week. If you've got a funeral to go to on Tuesday, Wednesday is not going to be the day for doing hard shit. No, it sounds obvious, but we don't. We're just so busy packing our diaries. Think about what's happening in your week. When is it going to feel like it's doable to do the difficult stuff? And when is it going to feel like, do you know what? I just need to make this day easy. And what's easy and hard for each of us will be different. You might find invoicing like the easiest job, do it in your sleep, get that done. Right, put that in on an easy day. You might find anything to do with your business finances the hardest bloody thing. Put that in on a day when you've got the headspace to do hard shit. Plan out your week in a way that suits you. If you've got a busy day with loads of appointments, that's not the day to try and squeeze in the really difficult stuff. Do those on a clearer day. Do you need a clearer day? Do you need more time? Are you looking at your week thinking, oh my God, there's no time for anything? Rearrange some appointments. Stuff can always be rearranged. And I'll tell you what, the people you're rearranging with will probably be as relieved as you. They'll be thinking, oh my God, my week is packed. Can we rearrange? Oh, hell yes, we can. Or is it the other way around? You're looking at your week thinking, oh my God, I'm not seeing anyone this week. Like, I'm going to be stuck in this house. I'm going to lose my mind. I'm going to get so lonely. Arrange some appointments. Because you're not going to be productive if you start losing your mojo because you haven't seen anyone or left the house. So get some stuff in the diary. Your week is under your control. This is why I work with self-employed people, because we have so much freedom if we know how to use it. Okay. If the week's looking shitty, change it. If the week always looks shitty, maybe it's time to get in touch with me, work with me as your coach to figure out how to get more of what you want out of life. Because if we're self-employed, I mean, if we're employed, we have a lot of freedoms. That's almost a separate conversation. But if we're business owners, if we're self-employed, we have the freedom to create the days, weeks, months, lives that we want. And if you're finding it hard to do that, or you have no earthly idea how to do that, please get in touch via the information that's in the show notes for this episode, or just head to clear-day.co.uk and get in touch with me because it's time we work together to think about that. So leave space in your week. Do not pack your week end to end with appointments. Leave some space. Leave space so that you can get paid, number one, so that you can actually do the work, so that you can meet your needs, so that you can stay on top of the admin, and so that every now and again you can tell people what it is that you do. All of those things are really the vital aspects to running a business. and they all need space, and none of them can be just squeezed in. Or, oh, I'll totally get that done at 4 o'clock on a Friday. No, you won't. No one's doing anything at 4 o'clock on a Friday. Be realistic. Put together your week. You know, we're all old enough now. We've done enough weeks. We know what is reality, don't we? We know that every time we put that really difficult task in for first thing on a Monday, we push it back. So stop putting it in for first thing on a Monday, or keep it in if that is your day for absolutely smashing things out. But be realistic about who you are and how you work. Leave space for all the things that do need to be a part of your week. Make sure that one of those things is meeting your needs. If you do that, then you're going to end the week feeling like you stayed on top of things, you got done what was important, and you're feeling good, so you're ready for the next one. So until next time, be excessively kind to yourselves by planning your week in a way that works for you. And that way, we can squeeze every last drop of enjoyment out of our businesses and our lives. Speak to you next time. Thank you so much for listening. Did you know that my first book is now available to purchase online? Check out the show notes for details of how to get your hands on a copy. If you enjoyed this episode, I'd be so grateful if you could leave me a review, and don't forget to subscribe so you know when new episodes are up. If you would like to work with me one-to-one or follow more of my content, you can find out how in the show notes. See you next time.